Māori health campaigners are upset but not surprised by the woefully inadequate treatment of a Māori patient at Whanganui Hospital, which ultimately led to his death. A doctor at the hospital thought the man was intoxicated when he was in fact suffering from an ear infection that eventually killed him. He turned up to the hospital emergency department 5 times over 2 months with symptoms. The Health and Disability Commission says staff failed to do enough to investigate the extent of the disease and whether the man had developed complications. With us now is Lady Ture Te Moxon, Tumu Ake Te Ko Ha'o Health. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, Corin.
Okay, this not surprised, but obviously disappointed. Just talk us through your reaction when you heard about this case.
Well, it's totally preventable. This death, and this is not an unusual case. This happens very, very often, and more often than not, it is because people have a particular kind of view of who they're dealing with. Instead of our professionals thinking of them as people and doing the best by the people that are before them, they form a view or an idea, as they did, which was wrong in this case, that he was, you know, alcohol filled, and then they treat him accordingly instead of giving him the best possible care that we know this country can do and has demonstrated on many, many occasions.
Yes, and it doesn't really matter whether someone turns up with alcohol or not. They deserve the right care.
That's exactly right. They do deserve the right care, and they certainly deserve to be treated as if they were the most important person in the world. And that is one of the issues that we have with Māori health in this country, that a lot of our people are dying prematurely from preventable diseases, from preventable illnesses, simply because they're not getting the diagnostic tests that they need. They're not being x-rayed, and he should have been x-rayed. They should have looked at him and said, okay, 5 times, you know, that's a record, surely. But no, still, send him home, you know, go to bed, take a Dispirin, take an aspirin, whatever. Take a Panadol, and then you'll be all right in the morning, and then they don't wake up. And this is really something that we have to grapple with in this country, because if we put people in the centre of our health system and our healthcare, it would be a different story. I can tell you that.
Mm. So on a big picture level, we've got the new Māori Health Authority, which is, you know, partially designed to try and deal with these sorts of things. On a more micro level, and it's about educating the health practitioners, and that seems to have been the suggestion in this case.
Yes. Well, they certainly do need to be educated. But, you know, it's just about basic care, isn't it? And the Māori Health Authority, yes, I'm hoping that a lot of their focus will be on prevention rather than cure, rather than crisis and whatnot. And those are things that they will be still grappling with. But in the main, our hospitals come under, well, actually fully come under Whatu Ora, which is the New Zealand Health Authority. So they come under them. But having said that, there is a will and a willingness to learn cultural appropriateness. But, you know, in this case, it wasn't even a cultural thing. Well, maybe it was from the bias that this young professional or this professional had. But even in his case, you know, he's a person, he's a man, he's a citizen of this country, and he should have been given the proper treatment that he deserved.
It seems in one of the 5 cases, the doctor put the issue down to intoxication from methamphetamine use, but did not ask the man or his family about that. And if they had, the family would have been able to reveal that the person wasn't at that time using methamphetamine.
Yes, you see, again, assumptions. And we mustn't be, you know, full of assumptions that actually put people in jeopardy. And, you know, every single doctor takes the oath to do no harm, and here we are harming people simply because we don't, as you say, ask the right questions. We don't find out what is actually going on. And because we've assumed that this is happening and that is happening, so therefore we should dismiss them. And they're not deserving of the kind of attention that we should be giving to every single citizen in our country.
Lady Tureti Moxon, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate that this morning.